So that's why somebody's kind of stupid.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Ritva. We'll start with the Gemara itself. So the Gemara asks, after the Gemara establishes that the Yayin is Kaveh Bracha L'Atzmoy because it's Soid, and then we're asked that now from the Pasuk, so the Gemara says, well, Yayin is Soid U'Mishameach. So the Gemara asks, Yochi Nevarach Alei Sholosh Brachos. If that's the case, then you should bench, you should say Birchas HaMazon on Yayin. The Gemara answers that the Derech is not to be Kaveh Sildanet. And even if somebody was, but it's butler daite. So the Achayim ask, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says in different dalan with alf that Eretz hifsik inyan, but the Torah itself indicates that you only say birchas hamazon on lechem. Eretz shloi b'miskein is toichel b'lechem. So what is the Gemara over here? What does the Gemara want? So one mahalach is the Michas Baruch. The Michas Baruch says that this Gemara is talking going not like the Gemara dalan with alf. The Gemara Mem Dalamad Aleph holds that the difference between Lechem and Shashiv Saminim is exerced across the Eretz Yisrael. And in Echanami, V'yachalta V'savotav, and it works, he's going in the sheet of the Rambam, that therefore the Brocha and the other Shiv Saminim is only a Derabbanan. Because really the Pasuk of V'yachalta V'savotav is only going on Lechem. And then that's it, end of story, it's only going on Lechem. But that's not a Dovah Muskum, says the Minchas Baruch. You see in the Gemara in Daf, Lamed Hayyam and Aleph, that the Gemara wanted to learn out, initially the Gemara wanted to learn out Bracha Achrayna from a Mahatzad, and then Kalachayim and Bracha Vishayna from a Mahatzad, from Kerem and Kama. So that part of the Gemara is talking like the Gemara in Daf Mandalim and Aleph, that only Lechem needs a Bracha Achrayna and Atayra. But then the Gemara says that we can learn out from Wol Shivas Haminim. So that part of the Gemara seems to assume that Vechalta Vesorata Vracht is going on Wol Shivas Haminim. Says the Michas Baruch in Echanami, it's a ambivalence in the Gemara itself. He quotes it like two lashonis in the Gemara itself. And the Gemara Amud Beis is going like the second half of the Gemara on Amud Aleph, that V'yachalta V'sovato V'racht is going on all Shivas Haminim, and there's no Eretz Yifzik Inyan. And everything is Daraisa. So why were the Rabbon and Mechalik between Lechem and everything else? How come on Lechem you make a full three brachas? And on everything else you make a bracha, and on the other Shivas Aminim, the rest of the Shivas Aminim, you only make a bracha achas main shalosh. Says the Michas Baruch, this Gemara is going to hold that that's only a Derabbanan Dikka distinction, that they reserve the bracha of Birchas HaMazon for things that are mezon, for mezonos. And things that are not mezon, only lechem is mezon, things that are not mezon, so for that you say already a shorter nusach of. That's a Rabbanan Dikka distinction. No, it's Minatayra, everything is Vechalta V'Savata V'Rachta. But Minatayra, you can make, it doesn't matter, you make Birchas HaMazon, Bracha Achas Min Sholosh, you have to say, you have to be V'Rachta, so Hashem Elokecha. Rabbanan made a distinction. Things that are Mazon, so then you have to say a real branching with Brachas of Azonis HaKoil and Al Oretz V'Al HaMazon. Things that are not Mazon, so you just say a Bracha of Al Oretz V'Al HaMichi, you just say, or Al Oretz V'Al HaPeres, you just say a Bracha Achas Min Sholosh. Therefore, ask Zag Gemara, yes, our Gemara. Now you're telling that Yayin is soid. If it's soid, that means that it's mason, that it's mazon. So if it's mazon, so why not make it in a bracha of Alor? Then you should be able to make it in a brichas hamazon. That's what the Michas Baruch wants to deal with our Gemara, and it works very, very well in the lashon of Rashi, because that does seem to be the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi learns the Gemara. Yehochi nevarach ala sholosh brachos. That the Gemara is asking if Yayin is soid, then it's mazon. So Rashi doesn't let the other shoe drop. L'chari means if it's Muslim, then you should bench on it. You should be able to say Alor Tzvala Muslim. So in the lesson of Rashi, the lesson of Rashi very much works well with this mahalach of the Minchas Baruch. It's clear in Rashi also, and this is going to be going important going forward, that the Ihochi of the Gemara, what's the antecedent of Ihochi? If what? So in Rashi's mavur, that the Ihochi is focused in on the soid. You're telling me the Yayin is soid. Whether Yayin is misameach or not, that's not the discussion. You're telling me that Yayin is soid. If it's soid, it's Muslim. And what if it's Muslim? So that the rest of Rashi doesn't say. But with the Minchas Baruch, we can complete the sentence. If it's a mazon, then you can make a bracha. You should be able to bench. And our Gemara doesn't care about Eretz Yivsekinyan because our Gemara is not going with the whole idea of Eretz Yivsekinyan. There's no fundamental difference between Shivas Haminim and Lechem, except that Lechem is Moson and the other things are not Moson. And Chazal said, you only say Al Oretz Vel Moson, you only say Sholosh Bracha, it's some things that are Moson. The rest of Shivas Haminim, you only make a Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. So Yochi, if Yain is also Moson, so why can't you bench on Yain? The Gemara answers, but it's not the Derech to be Kaveh Suda on it. So if it's not the Derech to be Kaveh, it's Soir. So, it could be Mazon, it could be Soyed. I mean, it's Soyed. It has the capacity to be Soyed, but people are not Kaveh Suda on it, and therefore, Chazal did not give it the distinction of having Birchas Mazon. There's a Ramban Arim Sochem, maybe you could add to mention in this regard. There is a Ramban Arim Sochem, it's Chavdal and Malaf in the Dapei Arif. The Ramban discusses, a lot of Rishonim discuss, what's the din? Let's say it's something that really needs a bracha achas mein sholosh. You had some grapes or some cake or something, and you're supposed to make out of the bracha achas mein sholosh, ala michi or ala eitz, and instead you benched. You benched on a piece of cake or you benched on some shivas haminim. So, but the evidence, so that's not what we're supposed to do, but the evidence, you eitz. So the Ramban says, he thinks it depends. On mezoinos, you're yoytze with benching, but things that are not mezoinus, you're not yoytze with benching. So Ramban himself doesn't explain so much what's the distinction. L'chari means because on mezoinus you could say al oretz v'ala mozen. So that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say brach achas min sholosh. Whatever the reason is, you're not supposed to bench on. But b'di'evit, if you bench, it's not a sheker. It makes sense to say al oretz v'ala mozen on a piece of cake, but on fruit is not mezen. It's not soyed. So therefore, the benching is meaningless because it's not a large fellow Muslim, and therefore you would not be yotzei with benching. You have to say bracha achas mein sholosh. So there also you see this idea. I'm not saying that the Ramban has to hold like Rashi and Arsugya, but you see this notion that benching only makes sense with something that's Muslim. So from Rashi it seems that Rashi learned Arsugya that's the reason why Chazal would kavei benching on bread, and Chazal would not kavei benching on anything else. Because bread is mosan, bread is soyed. Frankly, Gemara Yain is also soyed. Says Gemara, yeah, it could be soyed, but the mice, people are not soyed themselves on Yain. And if somebody does, both the title and so on. However, as the Minchas Baruch himself points out, this whole Mahalach works, really, really only works according to the Rambam and those who shine and behold. That lechem hifzik inyan means that v'yachaltu, Gemara Mendala, it says lechem hifzik inyan means that v'yachaltu v'suvot harachta is only going on lechem. And everything else is derabbana. So then there's a tension between the Gemara and Dach Mendala Mendala and the Gemara and Lamed Heya Mendala, the beginning of the parak, that said we can learn out brachas from Shivas Haminim. And therefore there's a mokam achizo, there's a place on which to hang. There's a peg on which to hang the idea that perhaps is a machlekes asugis, and maybe not everybody agrees to lechem hifzikinyan. Maybe in the Gemara itself, not everybody's on board with lechem hifzikinyan. So then we can go and we can say, oh, that's the pshat in the Gemara as well. But if you hold like the Rashba, like the and the Ritva, that v'achalta v'suvot v'rachta, even the Gemara Memdalit agrees v'achalta v'suvot v'rachta is going on all shivas haminim. And Eretz Hifzikinyan just means that even though v'achalta v'suvot v'rachta is going on all shivas haminim, but Eretz Hifzikinyan tells me, I don't know, at the rice level and at a smachta level, but on some level, Eretz Hifzikinyan tells me that you have to bench, you have to say a bracha achrayin and everything, but what kind of bracha achrayin? Eretz Hifzikinyan, for Shivas Haminim, it's a different kind of bracha achrayin than for Lechem. If that's the sheet of the Rashman ritual. If you hold like that, then the Gemara on Lamed Heyam and Aleph stims very nicely with the Gemara on Dalam and Aleph. The Gemara wants to learn out bracha achrayna, kal v'chayim and bracha rishayna from Shivas Haminim, yeah, because all Shivas Haminim have a bracha achrayna midraisa. So there's no mokim to, there's no, we don't have any grounds to posit that there's some kind of machoikas about whether or not to subscribe to Eretz Yivsekinyan. So then it's very hard to come to our Gemara and just on the basis of our Gemara alone to say, well, there's a Gemara over here that doesn't hold from Eretz Yivsekinyan. If we have other reasons to say it, other Gemaras also to corroborate it, so then it's a very attractive mahal. But if we don't have any other Gemaras to corroborate such a thing. And just on the basis of Agamah, we want to invent that this sugya doesn't hold from Eretz Yivsekinyan, so that's certainly a doichakol. So, if that's the case, then we're back to square one, at least according to the Rashi and the Ritva. How do we understand our Gemara? What's the Gemara's Kashi Hochi Nevorach HaLasholish Brachas? What happened to Eretz Yitzchak Kenyan? So, Emes is in that. So, let's take a look at the Ritva himself. The Ritva doesn't talk about this Kashi, but the Ritva talks about other problems. The Ritva says, Yehochi Nevorach HaLasholish Brachas, Ritva is the Kashi, in Taimar. What's the Gemara's havamina that you should bench on wine? Because it's soy, let's say. What's the havamina that you should bench on wine? How could it be better than, because he talks about ena pusus kayomis. Ena pusus kayomis means if you took bread and you made like French toast out of it, and it fell apart into pieces of less than the kazayis, it loses the bracha, and it goes down to mezoinis and alamicha. Says the Ritva. So that's clear that you don't bench. But it's certainly soyed. Why shouldn't it be soyed? I mean, if bread is soyed, then French toast is soyed. It just doesn't have the tzur of lechem, because it's all mushy. It's all mushy. But mushy bread is also soyed. The mushiness doesn't make it less soyed. So and yet you don't bench. And that's clear, you don't bench on mezoinis. So why do Gemara think you should bench on wine? Even if wine is soyed, but it's not mechatesi, it's more soyed than mezoinus. And mezoinus you don't bench. So if you don't bench on mezoinus, why should you bench on wine? Then Mr. Chayyim, the Ritva could have asked from any mezoinus. I don't know why he had to necessarily fix on the case of Eina Pusos Kayomas. Mistama, he fixed on the case of Eina Pusos Kayomas because it's not mefurish anywhere that cake is soyed. So maybe you could act. The Ramban and Rabbi Yitzchak assumes that cake is soyed. The Ramban and Rabbi Yitzchak that I just told you says that b'diavad, if you benched on mezoinus, you yaitzi because you could have said alor etzvah lamozon. But that's not a Gemara; it's just the Ramban. So maybe the Ritva didn't want to talk about all mezoinus because one could, you know, you could answer that maybe mezoinus ataka not soyed, but soggy bread is for sure soyed. I mean, when it gets to your stomach, it gets soggy anyway. So it's certainly soyed. So that's there that you see the kasha clearly. Soggy bread is for sure soyed, and yet you don't bench on it. You only make a mezainis. You make a mezainis and an alamichya. So why did the Gemara have a halamina that wine should be any better? That's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva answers, Yishleimar, the kevon de shani liluya dumi de pas. That since wine, since it's shani liluya like pas, the kovel of bracha lechachila b'fnei asmat nechashivus. And therefore, the gave it its own bracha as its chashivus. Therefore, by wine, the Gemara to have a minute that you should bench the same way you bench on bread. So, first of all, there are 12. Well, maybe we'll come back. Hold on a second. So, what's the Ritva saying? The Ritva is saying that the Gemara is having me. The Gemara knows that I'm a Zionist. You don't bench on soggy bread. You don't bench. But the Gemara thought that wine is special because wine has its own bracha v'shayna, kovale bracha l'atzmai. So since they were kaveya bracha l'atzmai for wine, they weren't kaveya bracha l'atzmai for mezainis. They weren't kaveya bracha l'atzmai for soggy bread. So therefore, you see, wine is special. If wine is so special, it has its own bracha v'shayna. So therefore, it should have its own bracha. The Gemara thinks that you should bench on it as well. So we need to understand something. Why were the keveya bracha for wine? Why does wine have its own special bracha? So the Gemara said because it's shtani, and it's soyed, and maybe because it's misameach. Right? That's not so clear. When we learned the sugya, we saw it's not so clear when the Gemara introduces that wine is misameach. Is that just to explain the pasuk of yahin yisamech l'alan enish that doesn't contradict that it's also soyed? But the reason why wine has its own bracha is only because it's soyed. Or now that we introduced the wine is soyed and misameach, so that's taka why it has its own bracha, because it's soyed and misameach, like Rabbeinu Yoina says. So what is the Ritva hold? Why does wine have its own bracha? Because it's soyed or because it's soyed and misameach? L'chaira, here's the difficulty, which some of the Talmidim, when they were texting me with this problem. What is the Ritva hold? Does the Ritva hold that wine has its own bracha because it's soyed, or it has its own bracha because it's soyed and misameach? If the reason why wine has its own bracha is just because it's soyed, so then what's the Ritva's answer? The Gemara's only asking on wine because wine has its own bracha. It's not asking on mezainis. But that obviously leads to, you know, then you're right away going to ask. So why doesn't mezainis have its own bracha? soggy bread or soggy bread is soy, there should be a special bracha. It should be also given a bracha la'atzmut. Because the whole reason why wine has its own bracha is because it's soy. Well, mezainis is also soy. So what have you gained? You explain, the Gemara is only asking a wine, not a mezainis. Because wine has its own bracha. But the whole reason why wine has its own bracha is only because it's soy, not because it's mesameach. So mezainis is also just as much soy. So why doesn't mezainis have its own bracha? That means you have to know, chayim mezainis does have its own bracha. There's a bracha on mezainis. That's anyway how are in the Ritva. What does the Ritva mean? Wine has its own bracha and mezainis doesn't. Right? That's what the Ritva says. Wine, Umar is asking on wine because wine is kaveh bracha l'asmai. Mezainis is not kaveh bracha l'asmai. What do you mean? Mezainis is kaveh bracha l'asmai. There's a special bracha for mezainis. Some of the answers, Pashup Shat and Ritva, this is nothing in the Nazarical Torah, just Pashup Shat and Ritva, is that wine is a single food that has a bracha just for that food. So that's called, it has its own bracha. It's kaveh bracha l'asmai. Mezainis, there's no single bracha for mezainis, not a single bracha for one food. It's a general bracha for the class, like Bari Priyes, not a special bracha for fruit. It's a bracha for a class of fruits, for the class of fruits. So mezainis is a bracha for the class of things that are amazing. But there's no special bracha for chocolate cake, there's no special bracha for apple strudel, there's no special bracha for soggy bread. That's not called, it was kaveh bracha l'atzmei. So here's the question. So if the only reason why wine has its own bracha is because it's soyed, so what's the Ritva's answer? So mezainis, let's say ena prusus kayomis, it's also soyed. So there should be a special bracha for soggy bread and any other mezainis that's soyed. And if that doesn't warrant a special bracha, how come wine does warrant a special bracha? So what's the Ritva's parents? So lechayra, you have to say that the Ritva holds like Rabbeinu Yoina. That no, the reason why wine has its own special bracha is because not because it's soyed alone, but because it's soyed u'misamech. And soggy bread is not soyed u'misamech. It's soyed, but it's not misamech. Yeah.
Doesn't he say that the reason it gets its own bracha is mishum chashivuso?
Yeah, but the chashivus includes the fact that it's misamech. Came with ishtani liluya, dumi de pas. The kovale bracha lechib, it doesn't explain why. Mishum tnei chashivus, what goes into the chashivus? So the chashivus could be that it's soyed u'misamech. And mezainis is not soyed soggy bread, it's not soyed u'misamech. L'chor, that's what we have to say in the Teres of the Ritva. But the question is, then what was kasha in the first place? His kasha in the first place was, how can Gemara is only asking on wine, it's not asking on any? Why is Gemara asking on wine that you should bench on wine? Doesn't Gemara know you don't bench on mezainis? What's the kasha? Wine is much better than mezainis, much more choshev than mezainis. Wine is misamech and mezainis is not. So, meikar mekasar v'losoif mekasar. What's the pshat in the Ritva?
You say that maybe he's understanding differently for Rabbeinu Yonah, where Rabbeinu Yonah would hold that like the bean bread is Yishan Eleluya. Maybe the Ritva holds that Yain is Yishan Eleluya, Lechem is Yishan Eleluya, but like, you know, the soggy toast is not Yishan Eleluya, and therefore that's the differentiating factor.
Even if that would be true, but then we can ask the same question, just in different terms. If wine is better than bread because it's Yishan Eleluya, better than Mizanis because it's Yishan Eleluya, so what was his kasha in the first place? Asking, what's Gemara asking on wine? The Gemara should ask on soggy bread. Should have asked on soggy bread. Soggy bread is not Nishan Eliluya. Wine is Nishan Eliluya. Something's changing between the Kasha of the Ritva and the Teres of the Ritva, that in the Kasha of the Ritva, he thinks that soggy bread should be the same as wine. He's not willing to hear differences that this is Mesamech or whatever. And it comes to the Teres and he says, now all of a sudden it matters. Wine is Mesamech and soggy bread is not. So I think, I don't want to get bogged down. I think Poshet Pshat in the Ritva, I want to go on to the next thing. But I think the Poshet Pshat in the Ritva is that what's changing in the Ritva is how to understand the Ihochi in the Gemara. Because that's really front and center in this whole discussion. What does the Gemara mean when it says Ihochi? If so, then you should bench on wine. What's the so? So we saw in Rashi that the if so, it means if wine is soyed, then you should bench on it. Because the Gemara thinks that this critical factor for benching is it mozon, is it soyed? If wine is, as Rashi said beferish, if wine is soyed, then it's mezainis. It's mozoin. If it's mozoin, then you should bench al haaretz v'al hamozoin. You should say on it, birchas hamozoin. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara's kasha. If wine is soyed, then it's mozoin. If it's mozoin, you should say on it, birchas hamozoin. Yeah, the Minchas Baruch had a whole elaborated on this Rashi. I don't have to repeat that. But even without the whole elaboration of Minchas Baruch and what do you do with the Gemara in that Memdalad, just... You know, that's certainly valid, but without even getting into that, the way Rashi translates the Gemara, Ihochi means if it's just picking up on the thing that the Gemara said that it's soyed. If it's soyed, it's mozoin, says Rashi. What does Rashi mean? If it's mozoin, then you should say in it, birchas hamozoin. Because the Gemara thinks that Birchas HaMazon is, what's the difference between other Shivas Aminim and bread? Because bread is mazon and everything else not mazon. Therefore, the Gemara is asking, if wine is soyed, it's mazon, you should make on it Birchas HaMazon. That's a rash learned in the Gemara. That's how the Ritva and the Kasha learned in the Gemara as well. Therefore, ask the Ritva. Mazon. Soggy bread is also mazon. So if the Gemara thinks that being mazon is enough to make Birchas HaMazon, so why don't you make Birchas HaMazon on soggy bread? On Eina Pusus Kayomas. It's also mazon. At this stage, the Ritva is learning like Rashi. The Ritva is pointing to the parsha's Rashi. He's learning like Rashi that the Gemara's Ihochi is saying the Gemara thinks that what triggers benching? Mazon. Not Misameach. I mean, the bread is not Misameach. You still bench on bread. What triggers bread? Mazon. That's what the Gemara asked. Ihochi, if wine is soy, then it's mazon. If it's mazon, you should bench on it. Ask the Ritva, what kind of havamin is that? Just because something is mazon, it gets birchas hamazon. Sagi bread is also mazon. It doesn't get birchas hamazon. The Ritva's answer is that that's not the pshat in the Ihochi. It's very clear in the Lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva's answer is, it's hard to even count as a shtickel Torah. This is Pashup, I think Pashup Sad in the Ritva. That I have afterwards a shtickel Torah. But this part is I think, Mamish Pashup Sad in the Ritva. So the Ritva's answer is that that's not pshat in the Ihochi. When the Gemara says Ihochi is not going on the fact that Yayin is soyed. The fact that something is soyed and it's Muslim does not warrant the Birchas HaMazon. What the Gemara is going on is the Ihochi, the antecedent of the Ihochi is the fact that wine has its own bracha rishona. And the Gemara is asking if wine is so, you know, it's going back. It's not going in the last step that wine was soyed. It's going back to the beginning, to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that wine has its own bracha. If it's so choshev to have its own bracha, asks the Gemara, then we should have given it Birchas HaMazon too. If we gave it so much kavod that we gave it its own bracha v'shoina, so the Gemara thinks something that warrants its own bracha v'shoina, so we should have Birchas HaMazon at the end too. Now already, you can't ask me from soggy bread. Soggy bread doesn't have its own bracha v'shoina. Why not? Poshut, like the Gemara said, because wine is soyed and misamech, and soggy bread is not misamech. Now already, misamech makes a difference. The Ritva all along knew that wine is misameach, and that's why it has its own bracha rishayna. But the Ritva and the Kasha thought that the Gemara's Ihochi has nothing to do with bracha rishayna. The Ihochi is just on the fact that it's soyed. You're telling me that wine is soyed, it's mazon, so why don't you bench? Yes, the Ritva, so sagi bread is also mazon, so why don't you bench? Says the Ritva, no, that's not the pshat in the Ihochi. The Ihochi is not going on the fact that Yayin is soyed. The Ihochi is going back on the din that Yayin has its own bracha rishayna. And the Gemara explained, why does wine have its own bracha rishayna? Because it's soyed and misameach, and that's special by wine. So Melech, so then the Gemara is very good. Ihochi, if wine has its own special bracha, so on wine the Gemara is, it has its own bracha rishayna, so why don't you have Birchas HaMazon? But on sagi bread, there's no special bracha rishayna, so it doesn't have its own bracha. So of course it doesn't have its own bracha, its own Birchas HaMazon. You'll ask me, why doesn't sagi bread have its own bracha? That's partial, because it's not Mesameach. I think that's pshat in the ritual. However, I think there's still some difficulty here. Two difficulties. Number one, at the end of the day, we haven't solved the problem of Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Gemara think that just because wine has its own bracha rishayna, it should get Birchas HaMazon, it should get a Birchas HaMazon? The Gemara says in Mem Dalet Med Aleph that Eretz Yisrael, that only Lechem has Birchas HaMazon. That kasha hasn't really... I mean, not that the Ritva set himself to address that question, but we have that question. What is the Ritva going to do with it? What do we still do with that problem of the Eretz Yisrael Kenyan? Number two, the Ritva itself also have a problem. Because Lefi's head comes out that what is Ihochi going on? What's the antecedent of the Ihochi? What's the Hochi in Ihochi? The fact that wine is its own Bracha Rishon. As the Ritva says, Beferish. So if that's the case, then the Gemara's kasha of that you should mention wine is really addressed to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says wine has its own special bracha rishayna. And the Mishnah, the Gemara is asking a kasha on the Mishnah. If wine has its own bracha rishayna, so then you should bench on wine. It's a very shver in the Lashon Gemara. Ihochi is mashma that it's a continuation of the sugya. The way the Ritva learns, this is a new kasha. We're going. This is a kasha that we can ask straight on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, so it should be a new sugya. There should be two dots over here. It should be two dots. And the Gemara should ask on the Mishnah, it's a new question. The it says in the Mishnah on wine you have a bracha rishayna, a special bracha rishayna. If wine is a special bracha rishayna, so nevarach ala shalosh brachos. It's a vada not mashma way in the Gemara. Yehoki is mashma. That's not a new sugya. It's a hemshich of the old sugya. It's a hemshich of the. It's just it's a hemshich of the discussion. We ask why does wine have its own bracha rishayna? We answered because it's tiny leluya. No, that's not. That didn't work because of Shem and Zayas. We said, well, it's soyed, but that seems to be against the pasuk. So we answered it's soyed umisameach. And then the Gemara says, Yehochi nevarach ala shalosh brachas. So a vada lemashmois in the Gemara is that the Yehochi is a hemshech of all of the things we were talking about before, that wine is soyed, and soyed is sameach, and ishtani liluy, and so on. Yehochi nevarach ala shalosh brachas. The Fila Ritva, that's nothing to do. The Gemara is kashti, you should make shalosh, but that you should bench on wine. That's nothing to do with whether it's soyed or misameach. It just goes back on the Mishnah that wine has a special status that has some bracha rishayna, for whatever reason, which the previous sugya worked out, but now it's our new sugya. If wine has no bracha rishayna, why doesn't it have it? So why doesn't it have benching? So how do you read the Gemara? The Yehochi is not mashma like the Ritva. So I think the pshat is like this. The fact that wine has its own special bracha rishayna, based on the fact that it's soydum misamech, it's ishtani luya, and it's soydum misamech, and the Ritva is learning soydum misamech. It's that whole notion that something should have its own special bracha because of its chashivus. That's based on the model of pas. Because pas by bracha achrayna, the Torah said you make a bracha achrayna by all shivas haminim, and then eretz yifsekinyan, the Torah said, but lechem you make a special bracha achrayna b'chas hamos. And the Ritva holds like the Rashba that really v'achalta v'soat v'rachta is going back on all shivas haminim. So what does it mean eretz yifsekinyan? The Torah is megale in eretz yifsekinyan that even though you have to make a bracha achrayna on all shivas haminim, but on Pas, you have to make a special bracha achrayna. What's the special bracha achrayna? Not a bracha achas mein sholosh, but sholosh brachas. And again, I think the particular sholosh brachas, maybe that's only a darabona, but it could be it's a din d'oraisa that you have to make a special bracha achrayna on lechem. You can't just make a bracha achrayna on lechem like everything else. Lechem is a special chashivos, and therefore the Torah singled it out that it has its own special bracha. And that's the idea of Eretz Yifsekinyan. That's midoraisa. And then Rabbanan said that lechem has its own bracha rishayna. Hamitzi lechem in Eretz. That's clearly main deraisa tikkun. That's main deraisa tikkun. The Torah says that bread, by dint of its chashivos, has a special birchas hamazon and a special bracha rishayna. And Chazal took that further, and when the Chazal instituted bracha rishayna, they gave bread its own special bracha rishayna also. Not like every other food. They didn't put it into some other class, bari piyadoma, whatever it is, or bari minim izonis. They said, no, there's a special bracha for bread. But that's based on the fact that the Torah singled bread out, and the Torah awarded bread a special chashivas by saying Eretz Yifsekinyan. With the Eretz Yifsekinyan, the Torah awarded a special chashivas to bread, because bread is the most chashiv of food. Bread is the staff of life. It's the thing that people are kavei sudan and all of yichya ha'odom. And they gave bread a special. They gave bread a special bracha. And that's the paradigm for the notion that there could be a food that, because of its chashivas, it has a special bracha la'atzmai rather than be included in some general class kind of bracha. So it's poshut by the Ritva that when the Gemara says that wine has its own bracha rishayna, because it's yai, because it's soyed, and because it's mesamech, and so on and so forth, it's not stam a concept that Chazal pulled out of a hat, that wine is so choshut, let's give it its own special bracha prize. It's based on the model of the Raisa. We see in the Torah a model. We see in the Torah a model, a notion, Eretz Yifsekinyan, that bread, because it's so choshev, it has its own bracha. So Chazal said, yain is also very choshev. It's also very choshev. So therefore, we're going to give wine its own special bracha too. What makes wine so choshev? Because it's soyed. Right? It's not just soyed alone. Maybe we wouldn't make it like bread. After all, people aren't going to sud on it. And maybe bread is even more soyed. I'm not sure, but a kuponim, it's not bread. But it has, on the other hand, it has a mile of being samech. So it's soyed. Again, soyed alone apparently is not enough, because bread is more chashuv than just being soyed. Bread is maybe more soyed, or bread is the derech to be soyed on, to bet the derech to be kavei sudan. So bread has, certainly bread is more than, on the basis of soyed alone, there's a reason why I'm prefacing this, on the basis of soyed alone, bread would still be more chashuv than wine. But wine has compensations. It's soyed, so it's like bread. Maybe not quite like bread. It's not all the way soyed like bread, and people certainly are not, the derech is not to be kavei sud on it, but it has a bread-like quality that's soyed, and then it has its own special virtue, that it's msamech. So therefore, Chazal said, we're going to treat wine like the Torah treats bread. But the point is, the underscore is, it's the ke'en d'oraisa of Eretz Hifzik Inyan. The fact that wine has its own bracha rishonah, that means that Chazal, Chazal gave it a special bracha because Chazal considered wine to be like the Torah treats bread. That's how Chazal treated wine. L'inyan bracha rishonah. I think there's a revach in this pshat, in this havana. We're not yet finished with the. I'm not finished. We'll come back to this in a second. But I think there's a big revach right away. When we learned the sugya, we pointed out somewhat of a problem. The Gemara started off, why is wine special? Well, it's a shtani liluya. Yeah, but shemen is also a shtani liluya. So we said, well, maybe. So we said, okay, because it's soyed. This kash is really soyed. Erev Pesach. And I said, well, tuva soyed and tuva gore tuva gore purta soyed. Okay, so wine is soyed. Then we ask the kashim of the pasuk. The pasuk says that lechem soyed yain is msamech. So we asked at the time. So we asked, well, no, the pasuk means that lechem is only soyed, wine is soyed, and it's msamech. So we learned the sugya. Asked the kashim, why doesn't we have to answer that? Why didn't we answer? You're right. So wine is not soyed; it's msamech. But that's why it has its own bracha because it's msamech. We're going through. Why can't that be enough reason that you should have its own bracha because it's msamech? What does it have to be? Have to bend over backwards? The pshat in the posuk is that yayin is soyed and it's misameach. Maybe we'll read the posuk of Shulte. Lechem is soyed, yayin is misameach, and because it's misameach, that's why it has its own bracha. The answer is just because it has a mile that's misameach, that's not a reason to give it its own bracha. We're not start making up things. We give special foods get special brachas. It has to be kein lechem. The whole notion of giving something a special bracha la'atzmi, being kaveh bracha la'atzmi, has to be based on the model of Eretz Yitzchak Inyan, based on the model that Torah gave a special status to lechem. And therefore, if you want to give a special status to yayin also, it has to be because it's like lechem. The Torah gave a special status to lechem. Anything that we're going to say about yayin, that we're going to make yayin also have like a status sort of like lechem, a pseudo lechem status, a ke'en deraisa, a lechem status, it has to be because wine has something, has an affinity to lechem. So it's nishtana liluya. That's a lechem quality. It's nishtana liluya. But shemen has that too. It's soyed. That's a lechem-like quality. It's soyed. But the pasuk seems to say that it's misamech. So we say, well, you know, it's soyed and it's misamech. And then we can then say, we could say the misamech is just for the pasuk. But if you want to read the Gemara, that the misamech is still part of why wine has its own special bracha. So then we're saying wine is soyed. So that makes it like pas. And even though it's not mamish like pas, it falls short of pas in some ways. It's not the derech to be kaveh suda on it. But on the other hand, it's misameach, which pas doesn't have. So we can give it, midrabbanan, we can give it also a special status. But it has to start off with the fact that it's like pas, that it's soyed like pas. No, we're not just awarding special foods. You know, you have a great food and a great chocolate mousse, and wow, that's really great. We're going to give it its own bracha. It doesn't work that way. It has to be kein deraisa. It has to be modeled on what we find in the Torah. In the Torah, we find Eretz Yitzchak Inyan. But the Torah said that lechem is a special bracha. So if we're giving special brachas to wine, it's because wine has, the Rabbanon awarded wine the status of lechem. Le'inyan, that it has its own bracha. So we want it to have a quality, a lechem-like quality. So that's the bedrock that it's soyed. Then, but it's not on top of that. We can add. It's also this wine is not merely soyed, because maybe there are other things in the world that are also soyed. Mizaynus is also soyed, but wine is soyed umisameach. So because it's soyed umisameach, so midrabbanan they gave it a chashivas like lechem. Lechem is not misameach, of course. Lechem is lechem, and wine is not quite lechem, but it's soyed like lechem. And then on top of that, it's misameach. So that puts it over the edge. Okay, we're going to give it the special chashivas of being like lechem. Now, Gvaldik, the Gemara's kasha. Ihochi, if you're telling me that in bracha rishonah we treat wine like lechem, we gave it a special bracha like lechem, so then give it birchas hamazon too. But then midrabbanan, you should have birchas hamazon on wine. The whole fact that you gave it some bracha rishona is because midrabbani you're treating it like lechem. If midrabbani you're treating it like lechem, then you should have bracha samosin too.
Yeah, so
Rashi and it's mamish kavod the loshon ritva yesh leimer. And when the ritva is explaining the gemara, the came in the shtani liyuluya dumi the pass, because wine is nishtani liyuluya that makes it dumi the pass. And kavloi bracha lechatchila b'fnayatzmi, and that's why they gave it its own bracha b'shoina, because it's like dumi the past. That's why it has its own bracha b'shoina. Mishum chashivusoi. So sakadait the loymer that the achav nami sholish bracha is dumi the past. If we made it dumi the past for bracha b'shoina, so it should be dumi the past for bracha chayna. Dumi the past. Here's the key words. The Gemara answers for bichas amoson. For the chashivas of birchas hamazon, you need there's another element that you need, that is the derech tibikavei sodar. So for birchas hamazon, it's not enough to meet the pass. And for birchas hamazon, that they didn't require. It's very lichtig in the ritva. Mele, it's not fair. First of all, now it's gevaldik miyushu. What do we do with Muram Imdal and Eretz Yipsikinyan? That was his obstacle. What's Gemara asking? You should bench on what happened to Eretz Yipsikinyan? The Teretz is, not just that's not Shver, that's the Yisrael, the whole Sugya. The whole Sugya is going with Eretz Yipsikinyan. The whole idea of the Sugya is that the Torah gave a special status to Lechem. But for Bracha Achroina, and Midrabanu, we extend that to Bracha Rishonin. You have a special Bracha, Mamech Lechem and Oretz. When Chazal awarded a special Bracha Rishonin to Yayin, it's because Midrabanu, they made it Dumi the Pass. They made it like Lechem for Bracha Rishonin. Because of its special Chashivas, that it's Soidum Samech. So if they made it like lechem for bracha rishonah, then they should make it like lechem for bracha chayna too, and it'll go on a drabon level, and they can't ask me for eretz hifzakinyan, and eretz hifzakinyan, it's the Torah gave the status to bread, and the drabon they gave the same status to yayin, and that's good for the, and that's the gemara's kasha that you should nivarach al gimel brachas. And again, the gemara answers for bichas hamos, and you also have to have that it's the derech to be kaveslula. Mel, it's also good. I asked on the Ritva, if the Ritva is saying the Gemara's kasha is since wine is its own bracha rishonah, so therefore it should have its own bracha achrayna. So I asked, and then the Ihochi is going on the Mishnah, not on the Gemara. So it should be like a new sugya. Ihochi is master that is connected to the Gemara before. How is it connected to the Gemara before? It's a kasha straight in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says wine has its own bracha rishonah. If wine has its own bracha rishonah, so it should have its own bracha achrayna. So should it have birchas hamosim? But Ihochi is mashma tamo, it's connected to the Gemara before. How is it connected to the Gemara before? The answer is, because in the Mishnah it doesn't say wine has its own bracha rishonah. Yeah, wine has its own bracha rishonah, could be many reasons. The Gemara says that the reason why wine has its own bracha rishonah is because it's soidu misameach. That means the reason why wine has its own bracha rishonah is because it's dumi depas. In fact, Gemara, if the reason why wine has its own bracha rishonah is because it's dumi depas, that it's mishtani liluya and soid, all these past qualities, on top of which it's also misameach, So then already you should bench on it. If Chazal gave it the status of pass for Baruch HaShoyna, then why don't you give it the status of pass for Baruch HaKhoyna? And that's the Yehochi Nebaruch HaShoyosh Baruchas. So that is not straight in the Mishnah. It's a Hemshech from the Gemara before. That's in regard to the Ritva. So now to recapitulate the whole Ritva from beginning to end. Now it's Gevaldi. The Ritva started off, his point of departure was, he thought like Rashi, that the Gemara's Yochi is, if wine is soyed, it's Muslim, you should get Birchas HaMuslim. That's the whole kasha. Wine is soyed, then it's Muslim, and Muslim, you have Birchas HaMuslim. So he says, what kind of rule is that? Anything that's soyed is Birchas HaMuslim. Sagi bread is also soyed, and it's not Birchas HaMuslim. And cookies and cake, maybe they're also soyed. They're not Birchas HaMuslim. So what does the Gemara want from wine? Says it, for that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara understood that the reason why, it's not going on the fact that it's soyed. It's going on the whole Gemara that wine is a special bracha rishona, and the Gemara explained why does wine have a bracha rishona? Because since it's soid, it's shishtani liluya, and soid, and b'sameach we could add. So therefore they said it's dumi de pas, and they gave it a special bracha, they gave it a pas status for bracha rishona, that it has its own bracha, because the Torah says pas has its own bracha, lechem hifzakinyan. Eretz rather, Eretz hifzakinyan. So Chazal made it dumi de pas, they said the yayin is dumi de pas. Frank Gemara, if yayin is dumi de pas, that it has no bracha rishonah, so it should be dumi the pass for lechem hifzakinyan too. It should be dumi the pass for v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta. And the Gemara has to answer that it's not the derech to be kaveh sudan. But mizoinis, I mean, sagi bread is not dumi the pass. Because why is sagi bread not dumi the pass? Yeah, pashtus, because it's not misemech. So it's not the derech to be kaveh sudanet, and it's not the sulchoshev is pas, and it doesn't have the compensation of being mesameach. So it's a sagi bet. It's not a sulchoshev is bet. But wine, which on top of being soid, is also mesameach. So Chazal gave it the status that it's like that it's dumi to pas for bracha rishona, but the Gemara says not for bracha chayim. Yeah, I want to tell the Rabbi Yoina asks a kasha, a different kasha. Rabbi Yoina asks, not only what is a kasha, he asks lemaskana, the dino. You see in the Gemara that if not for the fact that it's not the derech to be kaveh sudan on it, you would have benched on wine. Ask Rabbi Yoina, so what about tomorrow? Tomorrow, the Gemara and Daf Yebei is our mozoin, the Zion. The Gemara says on Yebei that if you said Birchas Hazon tomorrow, you're Yotze because there's Zion. You know, Shat Nakamara is in this whole discussion, but Rakapanim has a Gemara Dafi Beis. We don't have to get into Gemara Dafi Beis. That tomorrow are Moslem. We know from other Gemaras that in Bavel the staple was tomorrow. They ate, that was staple. They were cheap, and they were abundant, and they were filling, and people ate dates. It was a staple. So, Gemara is a story, but so one of the Chacham came from Eretz Yisrael. I forget who it was. Maybe it was Rav. Came to Eretz Yisrael, and he saw how cheap dates are, and they're filling and delicious. And he said that tomorrow I'm like, you know, a dime a dozen, and so abundantly available. And how come they're not Isaac and Torah more? Like they have food is so cheap, they should be Isaac and Torah Yom Lila, because if you make it for a few pennies, you could buy a basket full of dates. So he had a lot of dates. Then the next morning he said, he didn't feel so good the next morning, and he said that they have so much tomorrow in Bavel, and they can still be Isaac and Torah. So, but Akapan, we know that. But in Bavel they were used to them, so that was a staple. So the Esther Ben Yoina, so then you should bench on dates, not as a kash. Yerit was talking in the Havim Gemara before the Gemara knows it's not the derech to be kaveh sudan. The Rabbi Yoina thinks that it's the derech to be kaveh in this kash. He said maybe it's the derech to be kaveh sudan on dates rather. So he says, so bench on dates. You should bench on dates. You kaveh sudan dates. So Rabbi Yoina answers that it's not the derech to be kaveh sudan dates. They're very filling, but it's still not the derech. Maybe because you get a stomachache, it's not the derech to be kaveh sudan dates. And then he has another teretz that even though that it's, they're not ishtani liluya, and ishtani liluya is a you need to have ishtani liluya, and dates are not ishtani liluya. They're not ishtani. They're just that's what they are. So those are his two teretz. So the difficulty in Rabbi Yoina is that Rabbi Yoina, in the very beginning, when he talks about yayin, he says that with yayin, that wine has its own special bracha because it's soidum samech. So Rabbi Yoina holds clearly that the mile of wine is that it's soidum samech. So what's his kasha from dates? Dates are not misamech. So they may be filling, but they're not misamech. So what does he want? Just because the Gemara had a kasha that wine should have its own, should have benching. Why does he think that dates should have been? Why does Rabbi Yoina think that you should bench on dates? Dates are not misamech. They don't have their own bracha rishayna. Let me put the kasha differently. Dates don't have their own bracha rishayna. And why don't they have their own bracha rishayna? Mislama, because they're misamech. They're not misamech. So what does he want from dates? So can I look at Rabbi Yoina inside? I'm not looking at Rabbi Yoina inside, but yeah, it would be good for me too. But you have a Gemara, so you should take a look at Rabbi Yoina inside. So first I thought that Rabbi Yoina Taka goes like Rashi, that the Hochi is nothing to do with Bracha Rishayna, that wine is a Bracha Rishayna. He reads the antecedent of the Hochi to be that it's soid. Benching depends on if it's Muslim. That's the reading world. Derech Rashi. So, nothing to do with Bracha Rishayna. Bracha Rishayna, that's the Gemara before, that has to do with soid and Mesameach. Of course, dates are not Mesameach. They don't have their own Bracha Rishayna, they're just the Bari Priates. But he's asking Kasha only on benching. The Gemara says Yehochi, and he reads like Rashi, Yehochi, that if wine is soyed, that it's mozoin, and if it's mozoin, it's going to be birchas hamozoin, Esther Ben Yoina. So dates are mozoin. And they're in the half meter, Rabbeinu Yoina thought that it's a derech to kaveh on them sudah. So why don't you bench on dates? And his answer, he answers that it's not the derech to kaveh sudah. The problem with that, that would be a very easy reading in Rabbeinu Yoina, in which case Rabbeinu Yoina will be like Rashi, not like the Ritva, and it would be very good, would work out very well. In other words, Gabi Bracha Rishayna, Pshat in the Gemara about Yayin, why does the Yayin have a own Bracha Rishayna? He reads the Gemara that it's Soidom Samech. So of course, dates don't have their own Bracha Rishayna. But he's only asking about benching because he read the Gemara, Yehochi, Nevarach HaLasholosh Bracha, so he read the Gemara like Rashi. That has nothing to do with whether it's nothing to do with Bracha Rishayna, it's just a kasha on the Metzias. That if wine is soy, it's Mosin. If it's Mosin, you should have a Birchas HaMosin. So dates are also Mosin, so why don't dates have a Birchas HaMosin? The problem with that pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah is twofold. Number one, the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, at the very, very end, Rabbeinu Yonah says, because it's not the derech to be kaveh suda on dates, and also they're not nishtana li'iluya, so he says, therefore they're not kaveh bracha la'atzma. The lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, that they're not kaveh bracha la'atzma, is mashma, that he wasn't only talking about birchas hamazon the whole time. When he asked about dates, he was not only asking that they should have their own benching, he was asking they should have their own bracha rishayna too. Because kaveh bracha la'atzmam is a lashon of bracha rishayna, not a lashon of birchas hamazon. Because the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah is mashba, that he's asking that you should make that dates should have their own bracha rishayna because they're Zion. Yeah, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, the last words in Rabbeinu Yonah, he says that it's not the derech to be kaveh suda on them, and they're not nishtana liluya, the way grapes are nishtana liluya and transformed into wine, and therefore dates are not kaveya bracha la'atzma. So that last line is a giveaway that his whole discussion has not only been about birchas hamazon, it's been about birchas hamazon and bracha rishayna. Al derech the ritva, that the two issues are tied together. And when the words of the Yochi, he meant wine is like bread for bracha rishayna, it should be like bread for bracha for birchas hamazon. So he's asking about dates. They should be like bread for Birchas HaMazon and also for Bracha Rishayna. They should have their own Bracha Rishayna. And his answer is they don't have their own Bracha Rishayna. Maybe they don't warrant benching either. So then that makes the question much more acute. So if he's talking about Bracha Rishayna, so what's his kasha in the first place? He himself said at the very outset of the sugya that wine has its own Bracha Rishayna because it's Soidu Misamech and dates are not Misamech. That's the most formidable question. And also, his second teretz, the dates are not ishtanili luya, it's mashma that he's busy with bracha rishayna too, because where do we ever find that birchas hamazon that had anything to do with ishtanili luya? Bracha rishayna, that wine at its own bracha rishayna, the Gemara says it's because it's ishtanili luya. There's no remez anyway, birchas hamazon had anything to do with that. So if you learn that it's a package deal, Birchas HaMazon and Bracha Rishayna, like the Ritva, they go together. The Yochi is going on Bracha Rishayna, because if it's like Pasu Bracha Rishayna and it's like Pasu Bracha Rishayna, then you see that everything's tied into being Yishtan Eliluya. But if we're going to say that he's going like Rashi, that Yochi is just that if it's Mazon, you should have Birchas HaMazon, so who says that has anything to do with Yishtan Eliluya? Like why are you bringing where did you get this notion that Birchas HaMazon has anything to do with Yishtan Eliluya? So that's also an indication that he's not only busy with Birchas HaMazon, he's busy with Bracha Rishayna and with Birchas HaMazon, al derech l'ritva. But again, then the question is particularly acute. So what does he want from Bracha Rishayna? It's Bracha Rishayna has to be Mesamech. After all, in the Ritva, the Ritva l'chatchila was worried about Tzagi bread, because he didn't know yet that we're talking about Bracha Rishayna. But the minute he says we're coming from Bracha Rishayna, that it has that wine is dumi to pass for Bracha Rishayna, that's why the Gemara thinks it should be dumi to pass for benching. So by the Ritva, that solves the problem of Tzagi bread. Why does it solve the problem? Because Tzagi bread is not Mesamech. So same thing by dates. If the Rabbeinu Yonah also knows this pshat in the Gemara, he's also going with this pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is coming from Bracha, is tying in Bracha Rishayna to Birchas HaMazon. So then what was his question? They should have their own Bracha Rishayna? Why should they have their own Bracha Rishayna? They're not Mesamech. And he himself learns the Gemara that Yayin has his own Bracha Rishayna because it's Soidu Mesamech. So I was thinking like this. Maybe you could say like this. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking going al derech the Ritva. He reads the Gemara al derech the Ritva, that when the Gemara said Yehochi Nevarach HaLasholosh Brachos, the Gemara means that if it's that the guy, and since it's dumi the pasu bracha rishayna, it should be have a birchas hamazon like pas as well. That's how you read the Gemara. But he thought, Rabbeinu Yonah thought, and he held like this, that wine only by wine. You have to come on to the fact that it's Misameach. Because wine is not mamish dumi de pas. By itself, if not for the fact that yayin is Misameach, it's not 100% dumi de pas. Because pas, it's not the derech to be kaveh sudan. Pas is the derech to be kaveh sudan, and yayin is not the derech to be kaveh sudan. So yayin is not mamish like pas. So you need to, it's somewhat like pas because it's soid, but it's not all the way up there with pas. Soid, sagi bread is also soid. It's not all the way up there. So you have to also add that yayin is mesameach. So the fact that yayin is mesameach sort of compensates for the fact that it's not the derech to be kaveh sudan. People don't make a meal out of it, but people eat it to be feilach. They drink it to be feilach. So that's also something. You know, people maybe, it's soy, they're all soy. And even though bread is a thing that people have for supper, and people don't have yayin for supper, unless they're both the dietary sukkalonim, but connected that, it has another function of being mishamech. That's the pasuk. Yayin yisamach levainish, v'lechem levainish yisod. The yayin and lechem are the two things that make life worth living, because on lechem, you're levainish yisod, you're kevesod on it, and yayin makes you happy, and that's in Olam Hazeh, those are the things. Those are the two, lechem and yayin. So they gave it the status of lechem. But Rabbi Yonah thought, tamarim, remember, and it's clear in Rabbi Yonah, his havamin was that people are kaveh sudan tamarim. That's his teretz, that they're not. But in the havamin thought, based on the Gemara Nafya Beis, that people are mamish kaveh sudan tamarim. So Rabbi Yonah's kasha was, everything has to do with pas, being dumi de pas. So he saw, tamarim are mamish dumi de pas. You don't have to come on to there being misameach. Wine has to be misameach, because not the derech to be kaveh sudan. But tamarim are the derech to be kaveh sudan. So tamarim are mamish like bread. They're like rice in China. This is the bread. This is their bread. They're kaveh sudan dates, and they're soyed, and then people are kaveh sudan. So you don't need compensating milas of being mesameach. It's mamish pas. And again, it's all because he liked the ritva. He read the Gemara. In the Gemara, v'yochi nevarach al shalosh brachos, he saw that everything revolves around being dumi the pas. Because otherwise, what are you asking? You should bench lechem yivsek ha'inyan. Obviously, the whole thrust of the Gemara is that we're making it like pas. So therefore, it has own bracha, yayin its own bracha, yishonah, because it's like pas. The Gemara thought also should have benching too, because it's like pas. Who cares about Eretz Yitzchak Inyan if you're making it like pas? So then it gets the Eretz Yitzchak Inyan. So that's how he read the Gemara. He read the Gemara like the Ritva. But he had this havamina that dates, it's a derech tibi kaveh sudan. So if it's a derech tibi kaveh sudan, so it should be mamish to meet a pas. So that's his kasha. He says if that's his kasha. So why are they? So his answer is number one, that it's not the derech tibi kaveh sudan. So if it's not the derech tibi kaveh sudan, then it's less than pas, and it doesn't have the compensation of being misameach. Teres number two, that it's not nishtana liluya, and to be dumi the pas, you have to have nishtana liluya. It's not dumi the pas if it's not nishtana liluya. Nishtana liluya is apparently an extra mile of being nishtana liluya.
What changed between Rabbi Yonah's question and his first answer?
That the Messias. In the Kasha, he thought that people are Kaveh Sudan tomorrow. He's willing to run off your base. He thought it means people are Kaveh Sudan tomorrow. And his master, his teretz says, no, Yesh Laima, the people are not Kaveh Sudan tomorrow.
What's the difference between then tomorrow and Sagi bread?
No, in the Maskana, there's no difference.
So why is he asking on tomorrow?
Because he never had a having people Kaveh Sudan Sagi bread, but he had a having people Kaveh Sudan tomorrow.
Why? It's
No, nobody's kaveh sudan sagi bread. I mean, that's easy to say. People not kaveh sudan sagi bread. That's pshat in the Gemara. It lost the mile of lechem. But he thought he saw in the Gemara in Dafyid Beis that tomorrow people are kaveh sudan. That they sit down to eat tomorrow for a meal. So that's what he's mecharish and Messias. It is not true that they're not kaveh sudan. Yeah. Okay. There's a tour in Siman Resh Ches about Mizoinus. I'm not sure if I want to talk about it or not right now. I mean, not today for sure. Maybe tomorrow I'll touch on it. But I really want to go on to the Sugya Shem and Zayis. Take a look at the tour anyway. Look at how it plugs into everything over here. The tour talks about Mizoinus. So the tour is discussing why they gave a special bracha to Mizoinus. So he says reasons why they gave a special bracha to Mizoinus. All of Yichi Odom, Vaisim Menu Pas. So that whole discussion needs to know. I mean, you have to know that whole discussion, how to fit it in. In the Ritva, it's clear that they did not give a special bracha to Mizoinus. Sagi bread does not have a special bracha Rishayna. That's the whole point of the Ritva. Yayin has a special bracha Rishayna, so we think maybe you should bench on it too. Sagi bread doesn't have a special bracha Rishayna, so you don't bench on it. So apparently, in the Ritva's point of view, Mizoinus is not called a special bracha, because it's a bracha on the class of things that are amazing. It's not a bracha for any particular food. And maybe that's implicit, by the way, in the Gemara Daf Mem on the base. The Gemara only talks about lechem shakal nivadvari and lechem and yayin. That's mishana beish tovah chachamim. But mezainis, there's no discussion over there about mezainis. It's not cool. That's just part of the pyramid of more and more, more and less specific brachas. By the way, before you go back to the tour in a second, this whole thing that we started talking about today, I think it's an insight to get into the Gemara Daf Mem on the base. Why is it by lechem and yayin? It's called if you say a shakal, you're a mishana mibeish tovah chachamim. But if you make a shakal on an apple, it's not called your mishana beish tovah chachamim. You didn't do the mitzvah being befired as much as you could, but it's not mishana beish tovah chachamim. So he said lechem and yayin is special that Chazal gave them their own bracha. So I'm not being meisiv on that, but it has a greater resonance now. Why are lechem and yayin special that Chazal gave them their own bracha? Because of Eretz Yisrael. That's based on the model of the Torah. The Torah gives lechem a special bracha. And Chazal made yayin to me the pass. So they have their own special bracha, Eretz Yisrael, for bracha achrayna, and midrabanan for bracha vishayna too. I mean, yayin is not for bracha achrayna, but for bracha vishayna, they made yayin to me the pass. So that's like a whole special category of Eretz Yisrael. So if you make a shakel on a yayin, or you make a shakel on lechem, like you're crossing the border of the line of Eretz Yisrael, you're making the bracha, you're making a regular, plain bracha, like you make on everything else, for lechem and yayin. The Torah says Eretz Yisrael, they're supposed to have a special bracha. Again, at the Rabbanu level, it's Bracha Rishayna. So that's Mishana Beish Tovah Chacham. Like upon him, it's clear in the Ritva, even without all this Torah, it's clear in the Ritva that Yayin has its own Bracha Rishayna. Mizoinus does not have its own Bracha Rishayna. That's not called having its own Bracha Rishayna. And then on the other end, you have a tour who talks about why does Mizoinus have its own Bracha? Why not just make a Baripi Adam? So he says, because all of Yichya Adam and Isim Menopas. So does that stim with the Ritva? Doesn't stim with the Ritva? Not so clear to me. Maybe he holds a Mizoinus is called its own Bracha. So he has to give him milus, oisim menupas, and all of yichirodim to jack it up like yayin. Mizoinus also has its own special bracha, but then it's not like the ritual. And then you have to know why Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan didn't argue about it on that minimum base. And maybe that's not shot in the tour. Maybe the tour is not saying that it has its own bracha like yayin has its own bracha. It just means that why is it in a smaller category than bari piadoma? Like why is it in the concentric circles of being more and more specific, why does Mizoinus get to be a special circle? Why isn't it in the class of Bari Pi Adama? She says, because Mizoinus is more chashuv than Bari, the class of Mizoinus is more chashuv than the class of Bari Pi Etz and Bari Pi Adama. Just like Bari Pi Etz is more chashuv than Bari Pi Adama. It's not called Kaveh Brachal Asmai. Apples aren't Kaveh Brachal Asmai. But they're in a more chashuv class than Bari Pi Adama. You don't just make them a Bari Pi Adama. You mefar that it's a Bari Pi Etz. So why is that good enough for Mizoinus? So Mizoinus just make a Bari Pi Adama. So he said, no, Mizoinus also have a Mila. They're not on trees, but Mizoinus are. They have another Mila. They're all of Yechiyodim and Elisim and Upas. But he never meant to say that it's a Brocha. They have a Brocha of the Fnayatz. I'm more enlightened that that's the Shalom of the Torah. Okay, good. So I talked about the Torah. I don't have to talk about the Mila. So I want to go out to Sugiv Shem Isaias.